funny how people like that.
Well, I just say they can't stand jokes. And they, you know, they don't like it. It gets them quick to get mad.
If they lose, you know.
Lose their temper. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes.
And you said it what?
Well,
if they lose their temper.
If they lose their temper, you say they're mean.
Mm-hmm. But if somebody was, you could stop somebody from losing their temper, you would probably, you know, what would you tell them?
Well, I just try to shame them out, talk to them, give them a good talk, and try to tell them better, show them better where they shouldn't be mean or like that.
And you probably told them, tell them to keep what?
Keep their temper. You know, keep quiet, don't be so fractious.
Mm-hmm. Fractious? If you were leaving somewhere, and, if someone was leaving your house, and you wanted them to, you know, come back, what would you say?
Well, I'd ask them, well, I've enjoyed your company, and I'd like for you to come back again sometime.
Mm-hmm. You had two people with you, like you and I sitting here, and somebody called and said, you and Judy are there, and you said yes. What would you call both of us together?
Well, I just say, well, if they ask me who that, I say, well, Judy and I, my granddaughter.
And you say, oh, well, both of you there, huh?
Yes, we both here.
Mm-hmm.
We're both here watching TV.
Mm-hmm. If you said it wasn't these boys, it must have been one of those.
Mm-hmm.
If you were looking for something and somebody told you it was somewhere off, you know, you probably
over there?
Said what?
If someone would be looking for something.
And they saw it way somewhere.
Well, I said, well, it's over there on the other side.
Mm-hmm. Let me see. If someone wasn't at home, what would you say?
Well, if anyone, if they're not home, mm-hmm. and I go to their home, I would first knock on the door to see if they were there or ring the doorbell. And I just said, well, they're not home. I have to come back again.
Mm-hmm.